Wisconsin is also playing host to a national event for the world of printing, font making, and typesetting. It's the fifth annual Ways Goose, hosted by the Hamilton Woodtype Museum in Two Rivers. Museum Director Jim Moran joins us. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks much, Rob. I appreciate it.
So before we get to the big event, I wanted to ask you, you are in the midst of completing a big and somewhat unexpected move. You had to find a new home after your old building was sold. How's the move going?
Well, it went well, considering. Really what you had to do, Rob, is move about 12,000 square feet of museum equipment and type, as well as about 25,000 square feet of stored equipment and type, and then, of course, find a place to move it to, because when we were told that we had to move, we had no clue where we were going to end up.
And I'm no expert on printing, but one thing I do know is that presses and collections of fonts are really heavy. This is not just an invite the guys over for some beers and move you. This is a big deal, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I've been a printer my entire life, so I had experience moving presses, but typically that didn't involve 27 semi-loads of it, which is what this amounted to. And so the museum's got a staff of two, and that means that you'd better be really creative in terms of figuring out a way to get it all packed and safely brought to a new space.
And you're just about ready to be open to the public?
Exactly. We had to be out by the 1st of April. We begged our way into another month, and then we got everything over here by the 1st of May. And so since then, it's been fixing and painting and cleaning and unpacking and moving and moving and moving. So we've got everything in. We aren't where I would like to be for the opening of the museum, but, you know, it's like Christmas. It comes whether you are ready or not, so you just kind of gear up and go with it.
Well, you've got a big inaugural event here. The Ways Goose, one of the weirdest words I've said. What exactly is a Ways Goose?
It originates as an old English term for a year-end printing event. There are two descriptions. One of them is an apprentice throwing a banquet for his fellow printers at the end of the year with the principal dish served as a goose. And then the other is more of another year-end event, but it's kind of repulping the leftover paper to cover the windows against the onset of winter, which is still followed by an event. And so, we kind of keep to the tradition, but over the years, printers have kind of played a little bit loose with the term Ways Goose, but it seemed apt for a year-end event that we have held for 5 years now.
When people think of printing, if they do, they probably think of desktop publishing with computers or maybe a massive printing operation like Quad Graphics here in Wisconsin. Tell us about the scope of the world of printing that you cover at an event like the Ways Goose.
We really begin with the traditional Hamilton method, which is letterpress. And roughly speaking, you are pushing the type into the paper. So while we certainly discuss that history and we have presenters that do that, we also have people who bring the complete opposite end of it. So those who are digitizing type for desktop use, as well as any number of aspects of it. So we've got a wonderful printer from England coming over to talk about her letterpress work. We've got a great guy named Ken Barber coming from House Industries in New York. They take more of a digital end of it as well. One of the world's best type designers, Eric Speakerman, is coming from Berlin. Alan Haley of Monotype will be interviewing him. So we really try to pull from both backwards and forwards, because printing is a very movable occupation, and therefore to dwell strictly on the past would be kind of a mistake. We like to encompass as broad a base as we can. So we're bringing in people who will talk about paper. We even have a woman from Montreal who will be showing how she actually letterpresses on 35 millimeter film and then records it.
Wow.
So lots of stuff going on this weekend.
There's a huge interest in type design, it seems like, in recent years, and people are doing everything from casting their own metal type. One of my family members does that, actually, and people are using their computers and pre-prepared computer programs to design their new fonts. How do we get this big love for the fonts these days?
I think in some ways you almost have to thank the computer, because previously, before the personal computer, choices of fonts were so limited that people really didn't think about it. You would order your printing, and your printer or possibly your graphic designer would choose what type to use for you. Well, you know that as soon as you open up your computer, if you set something, whether it's in InDesign or Word, you get to choose all of those fonts. And so I think it's maybe more accessible to the general public, and they are simply more aware of what they've been looking at for years and years. I often tell people that they truly know way more about typography than they realize. And, you know, that comes in the form of advertising, but more basically in terms of communication. And I think we still communicate with words, and that's the thing that sort of carries us through the whole thing. We have this need to communicate with each other, and we realize that certain letters are more effective in certain ways.
This is Wisconsin, so I'm going to throw a beer analogy at you. We've seen a big growth in small breweries, brew pubs, and home craft brewing booming in the last couple decades. Is there something similar going on in the printing world, from hobbies to people setting up independent presses?
Yeah, I think you're onto something exactly right, Rob, because I would liken it to the same thing. People have been brewing beer for a long time, and it's sort of a rediscovery of something that they realize that they can make a little bit more personalized. So many of the microbrews aren't the massive Miller and Bud sort of things. They're more small edition, if you will. And so we're kind of doing the same thing, maybe in less of a sense that we are not mostly commercially operating, much more of rediscovering it as an art form.
Do you and other people in this trade, you know, as you say, it's a living art, it's going into the future, but do people feel this sense of history going back to, you know, Ben Franklin and Gutenberg?
I think they do. And, you know, in the same sense that you may be interested in a brand new building, there are certain foundations of architecture which have stayed true in terms of, say, structure and function. And we deal with the same aspects. And so, you know, even if you're Frank Gehry designing a brand new museum, you still have that real respect for those people who built the Acropolis and, you know, the incredible knowledge that they had to kind of create a thing and make it stand up and make it work the way that they needed it to. So I think that respect for it is in some ways no different than a chef being interested in gardening, where, yes, you're creating new recipes, but we still grow potatoes basically the same way. It's just sort of a rediscovery of something that was always there.
The Ways Goose event is sold out, but I think you have a housewarming party coming up. When is that? What's going on?
On December 7th, we will have our grand opening, so that what we will do this weekend is invite our group in. That'll be the first time the museum has been open, but what we would like to do is kind of invite the general public as well. And so on the 7th, we'll be taking people through the museum. They'll get to see demonstrations of printing and really just seeing the new space. It's much bigger than it was before, and one of the great things is it's still in an old factory. The building that we bought, which overlooks Lake Michigan, is from the 50s, and I think there's some great factory aspects of it, because in the end, printing, I believe, is an industrial art, and if the setting looks industrial, so much the better. I think when you look at a lot of museums, in a sense, their collections are out of context, meaning that they've been brought in and merely displayed. Whereas with ours, if it looks like it did when someone was actually running that press or setting that type. That's just that much better for us. It gives the visitor more of the feel for the working museum that we are.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I sure appreciate the chance to let people know what's going on.
That was Jim Moran, director of the Hamilton Woodtype Museum. As he mentioned, there's a housewarming party there after its recent move coming up a month from tomorrow, December 7th.